我们在天上的父，
我们 Father。
我们真是感谢赞美你，
We want praise and thank you。
因为在这个乱世的时候，主，你保守我们，让我们真的是能够越来越亲近你。
In these chaotic times, you still kept and protected us so that we may be closer to you.
主，我们求主真的是帮助我们，能够越来越与你亲近，越来越认识你，越来越全然被你得到。
And that we pray that you will help us to be closer to you and to know you even more, and so that you may have us.
让我们不但我们自己，我们的全家都能够得救，而且我们属你的人，主啊，我们都能够预备好来迎接你的第二次再来。
And not only us, but that maybe our entire family be prepared so that we can prepare for so all the people who belong to you, we may prepare for your second coming.
主，求你真是在我们身上做各种的工作，洁净我们。
And we pray that you will do all the work that's necessary on each one of us and cleanse us.
让我们真是永远把你摆在第一位，跟着你走。
So that we always put you in the first place and follow you.
也求主耶稣能够快快的回来。
And we pray that our Lord Jesus will return soon.
主，求你今天的聚会同在。
And we also pray that you will be with us in this gathering today.
主，你真是帮助我们，让我们真的是更多把你真的是当做神，当做我们自己的君王。
Lord, please help us more so that we can truly view you as our God and our Lord, our King Lord.
因为你总是把最好的给我们。
For you always give us the best.
有的时候，虽然我们看见好像环境不是那么的顺畅，但是主啊，这都是你给我们的一些训练。
And Lord, even though sometimes when we look around us, it may seem like things are not going well, but these are all part of your training for us.
因为你是把我们一路的带到你的面前，
For you, it is your will to bring us before you.
让我们更像你，更有你的生命。
So that we can be more like you and have more of your life.
我们感谢赞美主，
We want praise and thank you, Lord.
求你的圣灵今天与我们同在，
We also pray that the Holy Spirit will be with us today.
让我们凡是一起聚会的人，主啊，都得着你自己圣灵的话语。
And so that all those who gather here today, we may receive your words.
奉耶稣基督圣名祈求，阿门。
We praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
OK，我们今天开始读经的时候，你就会发现，在这个天上，这个由主所支搭的一个真的帐幕。
And so, as we read through our passage today, you'll discover that in the heavens, there's this true tabernacle that's established there.
哎。那么，我今天是要讲一些开始的事情，所以你会发现一下讲这里，一下讲那里，可能比较不容易跟。但是基本上，我可以先解释一下我这次分享有关的一些名称。
And so, as I start sharing on this message because this is the first one. So you may discover that we may seem to be jumping around quite a bit. But I want to, before we start, I want to share some of the terms that we're about to share, we'll be talking about today.
当我自己在很久以前感觉说我下一次 sharing 要 share 天国的时候，我自己就去查圣经。
And so, before this particular message, when I know that I need to be sharing, I feel like I want to share on the topic of the kingdom of heavens. So I start looking into the Bible.
我看见圣经出埃及记39章32节说：“会幕就是帐幕。”
And so I see that in Exodus 30, chapter 39, it says that the tabernacle is the tent.
然后在旧约里面，我看圣经的时候就发现，一下会幕，一下帐幕，看得我都头昏转向。
And then also, as I was reading along in the Old Testament, sometimes they would call it tabernacle, sometimes they call it tent. So I sometimes get confused.
所以我就搞不清楚了。
So I wasn't really sure.
但是后来我发现，在新约的书卷里面，没有会幕这两个字，只有帐幕这两个字。
But however, I discovered that in the New Testament, the word tabernacle no longer appeared, was used, and instead, tent was used.
所以后来我就想, 既然我要分享这个信息, 就请大家让我用帐幕来表示 外院圣所和至圣所, 不用会幕这个名字了。
And so, since I'll be sharing on this topic, I'd like to use tent to talk about the elder court, the holy place, and the holy of holies, and not use the tabernacle anymore.
And 这个帐幕, 希伯来原文的意思是住所的意思。
And so, this word tent in the original Hebrew, is to mean a dwelling place.
就是住的地方,
A place where one dwells.
所以这个基本上这个旧约里的这个会幕或者是帐幕，意思就是说神住在那里。
And so, in other words, the word tabernacle that was used in the Old Testament is used to mean that a place where God lives.
所以他这个你会看见帐幕是会幕，就是因为说他是住所嘛，所以也就是在那里会面的地方，就会幕，就是meeting, the tent of meeting.
And so, because that's where God is, and so that's also a place where people meet Him. So, in other words, the word tabernacle, tent, is used to mean the place where you meet with God.
因为主神那个时候在那个地方，所以大家呢也是变成他们的一个 worship 的地方.
And because that's where God was, and so that also became a place of worship for them.
好，那我们现在就开始。 分享这个天国诸天之国。
And so let's start sharing on this message of the kingdom of heavens.
我有一年在参加西岸特会的时候呢, 这个书店开书店的那个郭定强郭弟兄, 他就介绍我买了一本新旧约圣经原文编号逐字中译。
And so one year as I was attending the West Coast Christian Conference, a brother Guo, who was at the time manning the bookstore there, he recommended a book called Dictionary of Strong's Concordance Number of Literal Chinese Translation of the Old and New Testament for me to read.
这一本呢,是最接近原文的中文圣经。
So that is the Chinese version that's Chinese version of the Bible that's closest in meaning to the original text.
但是呢,它就又大又重。
But however, it's so big and heavy.
所以平常是不大会带出去的。So
normally I would not be taking that book out.
那一般容易带在身边的是中文圣经呢, 最通畅的,最接近原文的就是和合本的修订版。
And so, normally, the version that's for easy carrying when I go outside is the best-selling and also the closest version to the original is the Revised Chinese Union Version.
但是呢,它呢,不如这个刚才我讲的这个逐字中译接近原文。
But however, in terms of literal translation, it's not as direct of a translation as the previous books I was just mentioning, the Dictionary of Strong's Concordance, number of literal Chinese translation of Old and New Testament.
那至于英文呢, 最接近原文的英文圣经就是Darby, 他造的原文翻译的叫做 The Holy Scriptures.
And so in terms of the English translation, the closest to the original one is the Darby version. And so they translate it to, the name is called The Holy Scriptures.
那今天就让我们来思想一下中文圣经里讲的天国，因为新约里讲很多这个。
So let's take a look at today at the what the Chinese version of the Bible calls the kingdom of heavens, because in the New Testament this was mentioned many times.
好，那么中文圣经里面的创世纪一章一节。
So in the Chinese version, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
讲起初神创造天地。
It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yes, 你刚刚听的英文就已经不一样了啊。那逐字中译翻译呢，就是说起那初，有一个 PowerPoint，起那初神创造了那诸天以及那地。
And so you actually could hear the difference already in the Chinese version and the English version. So again, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这个是最靠近原文的翻译，应该是这样子。
So this version of translation is the closest to the original text.
刚才你们看到的那个一个括号里的那，它就是代表那个the, T-H-E-R。
So the Chinese version, you see where there's a parenthesis, is corresponds to the in the English version.
Yeah, 所以你如果简单一点讲的话，就变成起初神创造了诸天以及地，就是这样。
And so if you read the Chinese version, it literally translates to in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
Heavens.
Heavens and earth.
那么这个第一章一节就是圣经的最开始，那个NASB 还有 New King James Version 还有 New International Version 跟达比的翻译本里的天也都是诸天 heavens。
And so if you look at the NASB version, the New King James version, the New International version, and Darby version, they translate heaven, where the Chinese Bible use heaven, it's actually heavens.
Yeah. 然后我们如果再去看申命记10章14节,
and then we go to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 14.
我们中文的和合本还有和合本的修订版都是讲天和天上的天。
And so the Chinese Union version, as well as the revised version, all use the word heaven and the heaven above heaven. This is a direct translation from there.
那么逐字中义这本书呢，就是最靠近原文的中文呢，就是说那诸天和那诸天上的诸天。
And so if we really translate that word by word, it's more like the heavens and then the heavens above the heavens.
那么NASB的翻译是 heaven and the highest heavens.
And then in the NASB version, it translates to say heaven and the highest heavens.
那达比的翻译呢，也差不多是说 the heaven and the heaven of heavens.
And the Darby version was very similar as well, where it says the heaven and the heaven of heavens.
我们再看耶利米书31章37节。
And then Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 37.
这个和合本呢，就翻译成 耶和华如此说, 若能量度上天。
And then the Chinese Union and also the Chinese Union version, it says, "Thus says the Lord, if the heavens above can be measured."
Yeah, 那个逐字中义就比较靠近原文，就把这个 S 翻出来。耶和华如此说，若能量度那在上面的诸天，他就写出诸天了。
And so, in the direct translation, word by word translation, it says that. Thus says the Jehovah, if the heavens above can be measured.
那么NASB的翻译呢，是说, Thus says the Lord, if the heavens above can be measured.
And the NASB version translates that same sentence to say, Thus says the Lord, if the heavens above can be measured.
Darby的翻译也差不多的。And
very similarly, Darby version says,
他说, Thus says Jehovah, if the heavens above can be measured.
Thus says Jehovah, if the heavens above can be measured.
所以我想其实还有很多地方都是这样子，原文都是诸天，但是中文或者有一些的英文的版本也是只有单数的。So
there are many places like that. There are many examples like that throughout the books, where plural is used heavens, but then in the Chinese version, and then sometimes in some of the English version, in some places they use heaven, which is the singular form.
所以还有我不晓得看到哪里，他就讲说，有的时候你这个这边的天，这边的 heaven 下雨，那边的天晴，他也用不同的 heaven.
And also some places, I forgot where, but it's when they describe, for example, like when it was raining in this part of the place and then where it's sunny in the other part of the place, even in this circumstances, the word heaven, that they use different words for it.
所以连神都说没有办法量度，诸天的话，那我们就是更不可能弄清楚了。So
if even God said that heavens cannot be measured, then we, of course, have no way to completely comprehend this.
所以我觉得很感谢神的是，我们现在是活在新约的时代。
So I want to thank God that we live in a New Testament time.
我们可以 进入天国啊，这个 the kingdom of the heavens 这个时代。
So we live in this time of the kingdom of heavens.
那么在地上呢，我们可能是住在美国，像我们现在住在美国，也可能住在中华民国，也可能住在中华人民共和国。
And so here we may live in the United States, or we could live in Republic of China, or we could be living in the People's Republic of China.
但是如果我们是接受耶稣为救主的人的话呢，那我们里面的人就是应该住在哪里？住在天国里。
But however, if we accepted Lord Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, then inside we are living in the kingdom of heavens.
对。那么新约一开始呢，你会发现这个马太福音从时间上来看，这不是第一本写好的福音书。
So in the New Testament, the very first book is the book of Matthew. But chronologically speaking, this was not the first book that was written.
马可是第一本写好的新约的书。
So instead, Mark, the book of Mark was the first book that was written.
但是神把它排在第一本的新约的书。
However, God placed the book of Mark as the first book.
Matthew.
I'm sorry. The book of Matthew was placed as the first book.
因为我想大概是神要我们知道这个天国的时候是到了。
So I think it's because God wants us to know that the time of the kingdom of heavens has arrived.
Yeah. 所以就把这本书马太福音排在新约的开头。
And so that's why the book of Matthew is as the first book.
因为在这个马太的开始，从第三章开始，你就看见施洗的约翰，他一开始就传讲天国近了，你们应当悔改。
For in the very beginning of this book, it talked about John the Baptist, and the very first thing that he spoke is talk about repent, for the kingdom of heavens is at hand.
那逐字中译的翻译就是说，你们应当悔改，因为那诸天的那国近了。
So if we go by translate word by word, the word by word translation, it means that repent, for the kingdom of heavens is at hand.
我们要谢谢那个天乐，他都翻译都成 heavens 啊，就是没有错的。
So attention paid to the heavens.
那么这个，所以你就会发现啊，真的是，主耶稣后来呢，他自己也是这样子。这样子说哈，他那个时候请约翰给他施洗了以后呢。
And so also Lord Jesus spoke something similar. So after he asked John the Baptist to baptize him,
他也经过魔鬼的试探。
Lord Jesus also went through a trial of temptation by the devil.
然后又有天使来伺候他。
And also there were angels came to minister to him.
然后他一路走的时候，在那当时的时以色列走的时候，呼召了四个门徒以后呢，也开始传这个诸天之国的福音。
And he also called the first four disciples to follow him, and from that point on, he started to preach about the kingdom of heavens.
你会看见这个，你如果去看马太福音的话，它有28章。从第三章，它一共有28章，但是从第三章到第25章都提到这个诸天之国。
And so if you read the book of Matthew, there are 28 chapters, and starting from chapter 3 all the way to 25, it all talked about the kingdom of heavens.
我想我解释一下，我们开始想这个事情的时候，天国的时候呢，我们要知道旧约都是给我们一个图样啊，基本上常常是表出新约灵里的一个实际。
And so before we go in deeper, I'd just like to revisit what we talked about before, where oftentimes in the Old Testament, whatever it says in there is to give us it's a foreshadow to what's to come in the New Testament in terms of the spiritual reality.
Yes.那所以我们现在就开始来思想一下什么是诸天之国。
So let's take a dive into, and take a deeper dive into what is the kingdom of heavens.
我自己做完了，我就发现神实在是爱我们哈，因为神喜欢跟他的百姓同住啊，
So after I finished doing the research and writing this, I feel like I just want to give praise for God wants to love to dwell with his people.
所以他们带了摩西，才带了这些以色列人出了埃及以后的第三个月，在西乃山上，神就告诉摩西要为他造圣所。
And so that's why only 3 months after God let the people out of Egypt, at the Mount Sinai, God told Moses to build a sanctuary for him.
那么这个是我们刚才读一开始读到的，在这个天上有真圣所啊，所以他要摩西为他造一个圣所。
And so that's what we just read, is that for because there is the true holy place in the heavens, that's why Moses needs to build a sanctuary for God.
这样子呢，他神也就等于说可以住在以色列人中间了。And
only then, God can also dwell among the Israelites.
因为没有人可以看见天上的圣所的样子，除非神给你显现啊。但是如果有一个在地上的可以眼睛看得见的，那神就 觉得说人就觉得说他可以住在人的中间啊。And
because no one knows what the holy place, the sanctuary in heavens looks like because unless God reveals it to you. So that's why God thinks figures that if a sanctuary is built holy place is built on earth, then people can see it and then they can feel that that's where God will be dwelling or is still dwelling.
所以后来呢就造了这个帐幕。
And so later they built this the tabernacle.
Yeah. 这个帐幕其实就是跟会幕我刚才讲的差不多，会幕就是 tent of meeting 啊，就是会见的地方。
So it's very similar to the tent of meeting as we had just talked about.
但是我就用帐幕这个字讲了。
I'll use the word tent.
那个当大卫做了王以后呢，先攻取了锡安的宝藏，那个就是大卫城啊。
And so after David became the king, he first took over the Zion, because and that becomes the city of David.
Yeah. 然后推罗王西兰，他就为大卫造了一个宫殿。
And so Hiram, king of Tyre, built this palace for David.
Yeah. 那么大卫呢，就率领人呢，要把神的约柜运来。
And then David led his people to bring the Ark of the Covenant.
那么经过一番的挫折呢，约柜终于被安放在大卫所搭的帐幕里了。And
after much difficulties and challenges, the Ark was finally placed inside the tent that David built.
Yeah. 但是大卫王就觉得自己住在香柏木的宫中啊，约柜反而在幔子里，他就想要为约柜建殿了。
But then King David felt that he himself is just not right for himself to sit in this temple made of palace made of cedar wood while the ark was just sitting in a tent. So he wanted to build a temple for the ark.
Yeah. 那但是这个时候呢，神就借了先知拿单，就告诉他。
But then at that time God spoke through the prophet Nathan to David and told him that
告诉他他的后裔会为神建殿。
His descendant will be the one who was to build a temple for God.
所以在大卫作王的时候，神仍然以帐幕呢为他地上的家，住在以色列人中间。
And so while King David was still during the King David's reign, God dwelled in the tent as his house and to dwell among the Israelites.
Yeah. 那么神为什么不要大卫建殿呢?
So why didn't God want David to build a temple for him?
因为大卫要跟四围的仇敌征战，那个时候打很多仗啊，他继续扫罗打了很多仗。
And that's the reason was because at the time there was still no peace. There was lots of chaos around, and so he needed to go into many battles.
流了很多人的血。
And man's blood were he needs to shed many man's blood.
所以神就不要大卫为他建殿。
And so that's why God did not want David to build a temple for him.
直到所罗门作王的时候呢，神就让所罗门四围平安，没有仇敌，也没有灾祸。
All the way until the time of King Solomon, when the kingdom was at peace, there were no war, and there were no enemy, and there were no calamities.
所罗门就照着神应许他父亲大卫的话，就为神建殿。
And only then the Solomon built the sanctuary for the temple for God, according to God's promise to his father David.
但是你知道，基本上大卫准备了所有的材料，基本上。
But however, as we all know, that David pretty much prepared all the necessary materials for the temple.
而且这个什么地方要怎么样，该怎么样，什么地方该怎么样，神讲得清清楚楚。
And also the various details about how the temple was to be built, God already spoke in very clear details to David.
所以所罗门后来建殿的时候，真的是照着他父亲大卫的话，仔仔细细的照着做。
And so all King Solomon had to do was to follow his father David's instruction to the letter.
帐幕呢，跟后来建造的圣殿的基本的结构是一样的。
And so the tent was pretty much built in a very similar has a very similar structure to the holy place later on.
帐幕很简单明了哈，有外院、圣所跟至圣所。
And so the tent was pretty simple, straightforward. You got the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies.
那么所罗门呢，他建这个第一个圣殿呢，就是花了七年的时间造了一个圣殿。
And Solomon spent 7 years to build the temple.
那么你看见他这个所有该做的事啊，祭司、利未人他们的班次，圣殿里各样工作的服饰，还有一切的服饰的器皿等等。
And so you discover that all the things have been laid out, including, what kind of people should be there, the Levite priests and their, various shifts that they take on, and people who serve in there, and then the clothing, the vessels that they should be using, everything have been written out and recorded.
这一些都是神用手写出来让大卫明白的。
And so all of these have been written out by God so that David could understand.
我不知道这到底是 exactly 是什么意思，但是就是说神亲自告诉大卫的。
So I'm not sure exactly what that meant, but however, it's suffice to know that it basically God directly told David.
但是我为了想知道这个其中这个结构哈，这个建殿的结构哈，我查了三本的这种 study Bible 哈，还有又看了很多的那个网上的那些东西啊，你就看见每一本的图像啊，不知道是不是因为前面两个圣殿已经都没有了，所以就很多都会有不一样的地方。
And so, just for my own knowledge, because I want to know where exactly the temple looks like, so I studied 3 study Bibles and also look at various pictures and available resources that are online. But I'm not sure if it's because the first two temples were destroyed, but it seems that all the illustrations that I could find, they were all different in some ways.
所以连那个连至圣所的图样都不完全相同。
And so even the Holy of Holies are different according to different descriptions.
所以我们今天讲到神的家的时候呢，我们就以帐幕的结构为主吧。这就是后来建殿的原则，就是这个比较简单。
And so when we talk about the house of God, let's use the structure of the tent as an example to illustrate, because it's more straightforward and simple. Because, and also that's the principle based on which the temple, the later temple was built upon.
而且这个帐幕哈，不是光光让摩西和大卫能够亲近神的。
And also this tent, not only did it allow Moses and David to be closer to God,
我们如果记得旧约时代以色列人，他们年年都要过七个节期，都要去庆祝这七个节期。
If we recall, in the Old Testament time, the Israelites every year they need to they have seven celebrations.
Feasts.
Feasts, seven feasts.
就可以知道神要与我们每一个人呐、啊、 亲近，他喜欢跟我们每一个人在一起。
And so from that, we know that God wants to be close to every one of us.
哎，所以你看，他喜欢与我们什么相交。
That's why he loves to fellowship with us.
哎，那么耶稣亲自来以前呢，旧约以色列人每年这三个大节期呢
，And so before,
七个变成三个 ，OK， 一定要去圣殿的。
And so before the arrival of Jesus, in the Old Testament time, the Israelite every year they had these three big feast periods, I guess.
那就知道神要跟我们每一个人亲近，他喜欢与我们相交。这个大节期啊，原文的意思是指定的相会的时间。
And so these three big the feast periods in the original text, the word that's used, it means appointed time.
Yeah. 它第一个大节期是有三个在一起，逾越节、除酵节、初熟节。
And so the first appointed time had three feasts, the Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, and Feast of First Harvest.
Yeah. 那除酵节是最重要的一个节，在那个时候。
And with the Feast of Unleavened Bread being the most important among those three.
然后第二个大节期呢，就是五旬节一个。
And then the second big appointed time is the Pentecost.
第三个大节期呢，是吹角节、数罪日跟祝棚节。那么祝棚节是一个等于是最重要的，在那个三个节里面。
And then the third appointed time is contains the Feast of Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and also Feast of Tabernacles, with Feast of Tabernacles being the most important out of those three.
那时候要求全以色列的男丁啊，因为摩西的吩咐，就高高兴兴在这三大期节中啊，就到耶路撒冷。
And so, during those time, according to the command of Moses, all the men in Israel, they would go to Jerusalem to celebrate these three big feast periods.
用献祭、守圣会和筵素会来朝见神。
And so they use offerings and going to attending the synagogues to meet with God.
因为他喜欢我们，要跟他在一起。
Because he loves that we want to be with him.
而且我觉得，因为他是，我觉得这些旧约的东西像画图画一样，所以他在借这个事情就暗示我们每个生长的阶段都是跟他连接在一起的。
And so I think this is also a hint from God that every single stage of our life, our growth, are associated with him.
所以无论是帐幕或者是圣殿，神怎么吩咐这些以色列人当年就怎么做。
So regardless whether it was about the tent or the temple, how God commanded them, the Israelite did according to God's command. Okay.
那么神也借着吩咐人去他的居所呢，来告诉我们灵命生长的一个过程是怎么回事。
And also God through his commandments to people to come to his dwelling place, also through that tells us what our spiritual life, the growth of our spiritual life is like.
每个人呢都应该从逾越节开始慢慢长到祝棚节。
So for every one of us should start our life as a Passover and then slowly go through and into Feast of Tabernacles.
那神用这个旧约的话就给我们看见，我们今天是在新约时代。
And so through the Old Testament, God wants you to know that today we live in the New Testament time.
神呢就以我们是他的家了。
And so God treat us as his house.
他非常高兴住在我们的灵里面，他不需要再住在帐篷里或者是圣殿里了。
And he's more than happy, he's more than delighted to live in our spirit and no longer need to dwell in the tent or in a temple.
但是从这个帐幕的结构模型来看呢，他很喜悦我们的生命能够长大，跟他的关系能越长越亲密。
And so from the structure of the tent, we could tell that he loves to be close to us more and more.
因为让我们的生命可以从外院长到可以进到圣所里， 然后再长到可以进他进到跟他合而为一的至圣所里。
For he wants our life to grow and mature from the time of entering into from the outer court into the holy place and eventually into the holy of holies where we could become one with him.
那我们现在就来看一下神借着这个帐幕啊，要告诉我们的话。
So let's take a look at what God is trying to say to us through God's tent.
你如果去读啊，出埃及提到帐幕和一切有关的器具啊，穿的衣服啊，衣饰装饰啊和工作啊，就会看见这句话，就是说是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
So if we look at the book of Exodus, and when you talk about tent and everything that's related to it, whether it's there are vessels or clothing or the job responsibility, then you'll always see this, all those descriptions then followed by the sentence, according to how God commanded Moses.
你看，神讲得很仔细哈。
So God was very detailed.
然后等他们做完了以后，就用膏油抹在一切事物上，让它成圣。
And after everything was created, then to anoint all of them with anointing oil, so that they could be sanctified.
而且膏亚伦和他的儿子们啊，做侍奉神的祭司。
And also anoint Aaron and his sons so that they could be a priest to serve.
那等到这一切都做完了以后啊，有云彩和神的荣光就充满了这个帐幕。
And then when all this was done, then the Bible described, then the clouds covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
Yeah, 这个整个以色列人的这个行程就跟随神的云彩和这个荣光走。
And so for the entire journey, the Israelites follow God's glory, God's cloud.And glory.
如果这个云彩和这个荣光停下来，那他们就住在那里住一阵子。然后这个云彩和荣光起来的话，往前走的时候，他们就大家都要搬家，就跟着这个走。
And wherever the cloud and the glory stopped, they would live there for a while. And then when the cloud and glory start to moving again, then they pick up their tent and then start following along again.
所以你就会发现啊。你如果去看利未记的话，就很多很多次啊，一直重复提，都是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
And so if you look at Leviticus, it mentioned again and again, many times, where it says, according to how God commanded Moses.
所以你如果去看利未记11:44的时候，就说，我是耶和华，你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44, that's why it says, I am Jehovah your God, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy.
如果你去看那个和修版啊，就是在利未记22:31-32的话。
So if you look at the revised version, in Leviticus chapter 22, verse 31 and 32.
他就说，你们要谨守我的诫命，遵行他们。我是耶和华，你们不可亵渎我的圣名。我在以色列人中要被尊为圣。我是使你们分别为圣的耶和华。
It says, ye shall observe my commandments and do them. I am Jehovah, and ye shall not profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am Jehovah who do hallow you.
所以我们今天要很注意。
So we need to pay special attention today.
当年神讲话不是乱讲的。
So God did not speak his words lightly.
我们今天也是要这样，要跟随我们心里的平安。
And so today, the same way, we need to follow the peace that's in our hearts.
然后有圣灵膏抹的带领，圣灵的带领。
And with the guidance from the Holy Spirit's anointings.
然后我们在他的同在的里面跟着他走。
And to follow him with his presence.
Yeah, 这个很重要。我想这个我们就是差得很远，常常要注意。
And this is very important. I feel like sometimes we could step far away from this. So we need to pay attention.
好，那我们就现在看一下帐幕哈。帐幕的入口呢是朝东的。
So let's take a close look at the tent. So that the opening of the tent, the entrance of the tent faces east.
帐幕完工以后呢，人们就经过这个门帘进入外院。
And so after,
就进入外院，第一个到的就是外院。
So after the completion of the tent, when people enter into it, the first part they'll arrive at is the outer court.
Yeah. 然后在外院里面，第一个看见的就是一个铜祭坛。
And so when you once you enter into the outer court, the very first thing you see is the altar of copper.
Yeah, 这是一个先用皂荚木做一个坛，然后再用铜把坛包起来，然后有什么四个角啊？
And then altar was built first using acacia tree, and then they wrapped it with copper, and it has four legs.
然后呢，祭司就负责烧各种不同的祭。
And the priest were responsible for burning different kind of offering, burnt offerings in there.
要把没有残疾的啊，而且还不能有残疾，没有残疾的公牛啊、公羊啊、斑鸠啊，还有雏鸽，就是小鸽子啊，还加上油和乳香的细面做供物，等等，还有其他的。
So what they offer are like unblemished bulls, male sheep, doves, etc. And then also they'll add oil and frankincense, fine noodles, and as offering to be burnt.
我们如果去读利未记，你就会可以看见各种的祭。
And so if we read the book of Leviticus, you'll see there are many, many different types of offerings.
Yeah, 你就可以看见很多祭，好比燔祭啊、素祭啊、赎罪祭啊、赎愆祭啊、平安祭，很多。
And you'll see things like there are burnt offerings, grain offerings, sin offering, guilt offering, peace offering, many, many different types of offerings.
而且每一个祭不同的处理的方法。
And also there are different ways to deal with the to treat these different offerings as well.
我记得我每次看到那边以前没有在说要讲旧约这些图画的时候，我每次看到那些地方就咻咻咻咻，神经就没有翻过去了。
So I remember back in the day, before I needed to share on these topics, I just tend to skip over this really quickly because there are so many things that's listed.
Yeah. 但是当人来献这个没有残疾的牲畜是做燔祭供物给神的时候呢，多半是需要先按手在祭牲的头上，意思就是说让这个祭牲呢代表自己。
When someone is to offer these unblemished cattle to as a burnt offering to God, most of the time they need to first place their hand on the head of these animals, and that represent to represent that this animal represent themselves.
然后呢，这个人有他该做的事，祭司也有他该做的事，不同的。
And then they would go and do what they needed to do, and then the priest and do what they needed to do.
那燔祭的条例呢？这个祭呢，就是把燔祭在铜祭坛的柴上来烧。
And so, as a burnt offering, the rule for burnt offering is that to offer these to place these offering upon the burning fire, the wood that was burnt at the altar of copper.
而且这个火要常常烧着，不可熄灭的。
And also, this fire is to be continuously burning and cannot be put out.
我想是不是就是指向新约里面的将身体献上，当作活祭，是每时每刻的。
I wonder if this is a foreshadow of the New Testament where it says, present your body as a living sacrifice, and also this is ongoing all the time.
那么我只举另外一个例子，就是赎罪祭。
And then another example, was a guilt offering.
他就是最后呢，就要把这个已经被杀的牲畜的这个很多的部分呢，就搬到营外去烧，很远的地方去烧掉。
And then the last step of doing a burnt offering was to take majority of the parts from the slaughter animal to be burnt outside.Of the tent.
Yeah. 所以我想是不是就是指向主耶稣，他被钉死在耶路撒冷城外的十字架上，他是为我们赎罪的一个实际啊。
And I wonder if this is a foreshadow of the reality of our Lord Jesus who was nailed on the cross outside the city of Jerusalem upon the cross for our sins.
然后你在外院里，除了这个梵蒂冈以外呢，就有一个洗濯盆。
And then, so in the outer court, other than the altar of copper, there's also the lavar of copper.
哎，那么这个处理祭司处理各种事务之前呢，他必须先要到洗濯盆前面洗手洗脚。
And so for the priests, before they go about their duties, they must wash their hands and feet from this lavar of copper.
那个时候，摩西就用这个铜啊，就做这个洗濯盆，还有这个盆的座。
And so Moses used copper to build this lever as well as the station on which it was placed.
但是很有意思的事情就是，他是用帐幕门前，妇女们的铜镜，贡献就是献给神用来做，这个洗濯盆，就铜的镜子啊。
And so, very interestingly, the source from which the copper comes from are from the mirrors of the serving women who serve at the doorway of the tent of meeting.
啊，因为帐幕里面做事的都是男的嘛，有的人这样讲哦，帐幕里面做事的都是基本都是男生嘛，所以很多妇女就捐出自己的铜镜，那能够在帐幕的事情上，她也有份啊。
And so it's interesting. Some interpret this as saying that because only men are allowed to serve inside the tent, and so the women offer up their copper mirrors so that they too have served a part, that they too made contribution on matters related to the tent.
而且呢，这样可以让祭司们看见，在侍奉前面呢，还没有开始侍奉的时候，自己已经确实是清洗干净了。
And also, this serves as per for the purpose of allowing the priest, before they start serving, doing their duty, that they indeed had cleansed themselves.
啊，神要每一个祭司保持自己的洁净。
For God commanded every priest to keep themselves clean.
所以，我相信你的意思就是说，神照样要今天的我们呢，能够保持自己洁净。
So I think that also means that today God also expects us to keep ourselves clean.
然后呢，再往里面走的时候，就是在朝西走的时候呢，就有一个以海狗皮为最外面一层顶盖的一个帐幕。
So if you continue forward towards west, then you'll encounter the most outer layer of the tent that's made of fur seal skin.
哎，它这个基本上好像是有4层的顶盖，但是最外面一层是一点都不显眼的一个，海狗皮做一个帐幕，
And
最外面
so
靠。
the tent was actually covered up by four layers of various fabric, but then the outermost layer is covered by this fur seal skin, which was just it's not it's it's quite ordinary looking.
那在这个里面的这个帐幕呢？这个只有祭司或者是大祭司或者是摩西他们可以进去，他们要按规定，这些祭司就按规定进到圣所里面去了。
And so. According to commandments, only the priests could go into the holy place.
哎，神说这是他可以住在他们中间的地方。你如果去看出埃及记25:8，就是这么说的。
And if you look at Exodus chapter 25, verse 8, God said this is a place where he could dwell among the people.
然后你进了这个帐幕圣所以后呢，在北面有一个皂荚木包上金金来摆设陈设饼的一个供桌。
And then, inside the holy place, you'll see that if you look towards the north, there is a table of bread of presence made of acacia wood.
但是包上金金。
But however, it's covered with gold. It's wrapped in gold.
因为这个，他这里是说 bread of presence，就是等于他的同在哈。
So here it says bread of presence, so represent God's presence with his people.
你如果经历过神的同在的话，那你就发现这个实在是最宝贵的生命力量的来源，就是他的同在，
So
心里非常的平安。
if you have ever experienced God's presence, then you'll know that this is the most precious source from which you'll gain strength and peace from.
因为你可以感觉到神跟你同在，你看
Because you
是不
could,
是这么好，最好。
because you could feel God's presence with you.
那么在这个南面呢，就有一个纯金的灯台。
And then in the south, of the tent was this pure the golden lampstand of pure gold.
它这个是纯金的了啊。
And so this is made of pure gold.
有七个灯盏。
And there were seven of them.
表示神子呢是世界的光。
And the lampstand represent that the Son of God is the light of the world.
因为它是纯金的嘛啊，没有人的在里面。那七呢就代表完全。
And because it's pure, so it's pure gold, so there are no impurities. And then the number seven represent completeness.
因为在这个有顶盖的这个帐幕里面呢，就不跟外院不一样，光线是进不来的。
Because unlike the outer court, inside the holy place, because of these various covering, different layers of coverings, there are no light inside of it.
所以这些祭司们他们有照规矩啊，从晚上到早晨，在耶和华面前要照管这个灯，使灯经常点着，可以照亮圣所。
And so, because of that, from the evening into the morning, the priests need to keep that light lit, and allow the light from this lamp, these lamps, to shine to all corners of the holy place.
Yeah, 那个我觉得对今天来讲的话呢，我们真是需要神给我们的亮光，才知道这个事情到底是怎么回事，这事情的真相。我们有的时候看不懂的，我们看只看外面的样子啊，但是实在需要那个金灯台，需要神给我们一个亮光哈，就知道事情到底是怎么回事。
And in a similar way to today, we truly need the light from God's golden lampstand to shine on various matters for us so that we could truly see what is really going on. Because oftentimes we might not be able to see the reality of something.
有的时候我们看见一件事情，我觉得哎呀，这是真是倒霉啊，怎么这件事情发生在我身上。
Because oftentimes when something happened to us, we would feel like, oh man, what bad luck that we were having. Why would this thing happen to me?
但是你知道，神让事情发生在我们身上，都有他的目的的，不是要我们倒霉的。
However, know that God allowed these things to happen to us for His, there's a purpose for why God would allow these things to happen to us, not just so that we could experience bad luck.
所以我们真是需要神的光来照我们，常常的，常常照我们。
So that's why we need God's light to shine upon us often.
那么在圣所再进去就是至圣所，在这两个中间呢，有一层幔子，就把这两个地方隔开了。
And so between the holy place and the holy of holies, there is this veil that separates the two.
有一个皂荚木。包上金金的一个烧香的香坛，就放在幔子前面圣所的这一边。
And so, there's also this altar of incense that's made of acacia wood that's wrapped in again fine gold, that's burnt on this side of the veil that's within the holy place.
那个幔子的那一边就是约柜哈。
And then the other side of the veil is the ark.
所以这个香坛基本上就是在这个幔子的前面。
So basically, the altar of incense was placed right in front of the veil.
那这个大祭司在黄昏的时候，在点灯的时候呢，要在坛上烧芬芳的香。每早晨整理灯的时候，也要烧这个香，就代表这是祷告哈。
And so the high priest around dusk, when they lit the lamps, they also need to burn these very fragrant incense on the altar. And then every morning as they were cleaning the taking care of the lamps, also they need to burn those same fragrant incense. And so this represents prayer.
那这呢，也是世世代代在耶和华面前不停止烧的香。
And so this also is this incense was to continue to burn in front of the Lord Jehovah throughout generations.
我想从今天看起来，就是神希望我们常常祷告，我们常常跟他讲话，常常跟他交通，他就爱我们这样子。
And I think from In today's context, I think that what that means is that God wants us to pray to him often, to be close to him often, and that's what he wanted us to do.
那从圣所里面经过幔子再向里面走，那就是至圣所了。
And so if you continue through the veil and continue inside, now you reach the Holy of Holies.
这里呢就只有一个这个约柜，或者叫做见证的柜。
And then, so inside of the Holy of Holies rests the Ark of Testimony.
嗯，那么这个至圣所呢，只有摩西跟大祭司可以进去的。
And so the Holy of Holies only permits Moses and the High Priest to enter.
那么我们讲约柜的时候，因为主耶稣在神穿上人，他到世界上来大概30多年嘛。他但是他虽然是穿上人的身体，但是他还是神子。所以你看见这个约柜哈，就是先用皂荚木做，然后里里外外都包上金金。
And so because the Lord Jesus is God putting on the man, the flesh of man for a little bit over 30 years, but he is still the Son of God. And so the ark was first built with acacia wood, and then both the inside and the outside are wrapped in fine gold, refined gold.
然后在那个里面嘛，就把神自己写的十诫的法版，啊，有的人叫约版，就摆在这个柜子里面。
And then inside was placed the stone tablets of testimony, for which God Himself wrote down the Ten Commandments.
然后这个约柜是用金金做的一个施恩座，做这个约柜的盖子，它没有这个什么两层的这种的盖子，是一个金金的盖子，做一个施恩座。
And then on top of it, as a cover, it's made out of pure gold.
这个施恩座是代表主耶稣。
And it's made to look like the throne of grace. And so this throne of grace is to represent our Lord Jesus.
然后再用金子呢锤出两个基路伯，放在这个施恩座的两头。
And then also using pure gold, they created two cherubims placed to the right and left of this throne.
这个脸对脸高张翅膀遮掩这个施恩座。
And then these cherubims were facing each other, and then their wings were spread to cover up the throne of grace.
然后神就说了，他要在这个地方与摩西相会。
And God said that he will meet with Moses here.
然后又要从法柜的柜盖两个基路伯中间，将他要吩咐以色列人的一切事情会告诉摩西。
And also said that in between the cherubims, he will command Moses what he wanted the Israelites to do.
Yeah. 那么今天呢，神也跟我们说话的。
And so today, God speaks to us as well.
他不但是借着圣经跟我们说话。
And not only does he speak to us through the Bible,
还对我们说活的话，就是 Rhema。
And he also speaks Rhema to us, or the living word.
这是我们永远不会忘记的，因为他亲自跟我们讲话。
And these words we will never forget because he spoke to us himself. He spoke these words to us himself.
那么在那个时候呢，亚伦是大祭司，他的儿子们呢，就是做祭司。
So at that time, Aaron was the high priest, while his sons were priests.
那么新约的时代呢，大祭司是主耶稣自己了。我们所有的基督徒都应该是什么？君尊的祭司。
And so in the New Testament time, the high priest is our Lord Jesus himself, while we as Christians are the kingly priests. We're the kingly priesthood.
你如果去看彼得前书二章九节，就是说了，我们是君尊的祭司。
And so if you look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that's what it says, is that we're kingly priesthood.
所以我们今天就先不提大祭司那个时候该怎么做，我们现在只来看神告诉摩西，这个亚伦的儿子们就是祭司，怎么样可以被分别为圣，给神供祭司的职分。
And so today we'll not dive into discussion of what the high priest should do, but rather let's take a look at what God told Moses, Aaron, and her sons how to be sanctified, to be used as priests for God.
当年外表的这些图画该做不该做，就是今天的新约的实际了。
Times the illustrations of what need to be done and not shouldn't be done could today be the reality in the New Testament time.
Yeah. 我们可以查看这个出埃及记二十九章，或者是立位记第八章，这两个地方就告诉我们，开始有帐幕的时候，神指示摩西承接祭司圣职的有一个礼啊礼仪，这是什么？
And so we could take a look at Exodus chapter 29 as well as Leviticus chapter 8. And these two chapters tells us that when the tent, soon after they built the tent, God commanded Moses on what the consecration of the priests should be.
这个圣职里呢,有七天。
And there are 7 days in this consecration of priests.
那这七天里面呢，亚伦的儿子们，那当然包括亚伦。我现在我们不提亚伦，亚伦的儿子们要住在帐幕的外院门口。
And so during these 7 days, the sons of Aaron, of course, Aaron also as well, but we'll put him aside first. We'll talk about his sons first. That his sons is to live in the outer court of the tent.
Yeah, 他们不能出去的，就是住在那个门口啊。
So they can't, they cannot leave. They only live at near the door.
那每天呢也重复一样的过程。
And every single day they repeat the same things.
Yeah, 而且他们在帐幕的门口还召聚了很多很多的会众啊。
And also they gather many, many people at the entrance to the tent.
Yeah, 那么开始的时候呢，每天开始，这些将来的祭司们啊，就要在帐幕的洗濯盆边上用水洗身。
And then, so as in the beginning, they start out with these future priests. They were to wash in the laver of copper to wash themselves, their bodies.
然后就给他们穿上很简单的白袍。做内袍，在束上腰带，再包上裹头巾，那他们就得了祭司这个永远的职任，当然要七天了啊！这是不是就画出我们今天要保持洁净哈、啊、
？And then after they cleanse themselves, they're wrapped in these very simple white robes for us their inner robes, and then they'll put on their belts.And then their head, they will also put up this wraps around their head. And then after 7 days of this, then they become, they get their eternal commission as the priest. And I wonder if this also is a sign for us that we need to keep ourselves clean.
Yeah,
because we are these kingly priests.
然后呢他们摩西就会牵来一只公牛犊，他们就要把自己的手按在这个公牛犊的头上，做他们的赎罪祭。
And next, Moses will lead an ox, a male ox, to them, and then each one of them will place their hands upon this animal, and then as their the guilt offering.
那么摩西就在帐幕门口，在神面前就宰了这个牛以后呢，就用他的血抹在这个坛啊祭坛的四个角上，剩下的血呢又倒在坛角里。
And then after that, Moses led the animal outside of the entrance to the tent, and then to slaughter the animal. And then from its blood, he will smear it on the four corners of the altar. And then the rest of the blood will be poured at the foot of the altar.
Yeah. 那个前面讲的是在帐幕门口没有出去啊，但是他还有这个其他一些内脏啊、皮啊、肉不同的处理，我没有仔细去讲，不然太长了。有一些，而且有一些要烧在营外的。
And then, so of course, all this occurred by the door of the tent of the outer court that did not go outside. Now, of course, there are other, like the intestines and other parts of the animal. Some of them were to be burnt inside, some of them to be elsewhere outside, but too many details I won't go into right now.
Yeah. 我就自己在想啊，我不晓得这对不对啊？ 是不是也是代表主耶稣是我们的赎罪祭？ 为我们赎罪献上他的自己， 所以就到营外了。
So I'm not sure if this is correct, but I wonder if this represents our Lord Jesus himself being our sin offering, guilt offering, and then that he himself was burnt outside of the tent.
然后摩西又牵来一只公绵羊。
And then next, Moses led a male sheep.
哎, 那么这些人就要把自己的手摆在这个头上，羊手头上。
And then they again would place their hands upon the head of this animal.
那把这个羊杀了以后呢, 就把它的血洒在坛的四围以后, 就把全羊就烧在坛上了，整只羊就献给神的燔祭。
And after they kill the animal, they would then sprinkle its blood around the altar, but then the sheep itself was burnt on the altar, the entire sheep.
Yeah. 然后他们也算这个也算是馨香的火祭啊, 那我想是不是就是表示我们的劳我必须死, 就是,
So this was a burnt offering to God, and also this is a fire also a fragrant offering to him. And from this, I wonder if this also represents that our old self must die.
Yeah. 然后呢, 摩西又牵来第二只的公绵羊。
And then after that, Moses would let a second male sheep.
然后这个他们要把每个人自己的手摆在这个公绵羊的头上。
And again, every single one of them would place their hands upon the head of this animal.
这个是这些儿子们成为祭司这个圣职里最最重要的部分。
And this became the most important step of the sons of Aaron to becoming priests.
就表示他们是为了承接圣职里所献上的，把自己当作这个羊献上的，献给神做牺牲。
And it represents that they accept this holy commission and offer themselves as a lamb.
那他就是为了神，也为了人做圣职。
And so they took on this holy commission for God and for man.
那摩西在宰了这个第二只羊以后呢，就拿一点血就擦在他们的右耳垂。
And then after Moses killed the sheep, he took the blood and smeared it on every one of their right earlobes.
这就表示说耳朵要听神的话，对不对？
And it is to represent that they need to listen to God's words using their ear.
然后又拿点血抹在每个人的右手的大拇指上。
And also they took, he again took some of the blood and smeared on the right thumb of every one of them.
是不是就是说手要做神讲的事情啊？
And use that to represent that they are to do God's work using their hands.
然后又弄一点血涂在每个人右脚的大脚趾上。
And then they took, again, he took some of the blood and smeared on the right big toe of every one of them.
是不是也要走神圣洁的路，走主要他们走的路？
I wonder if that's to represent that they are to walk the holy path of God.
所以血呢，就是一面洁净自己所事和所行的一切。
And so in this, we could see that blood was used on one hand to us to cleanse ourselves or everything that we do.
另外一方面呢，就完全分别自己来侍奉这一位圣洁的神。
And on the other hand, is to use to sanctify ourselves so that we can completely offer ourselves to serve this God.
而且这个时候不但用血啊，还要用一些膏油啊，弹在他们和他们的衣服上。
And not only blood, but then at the same time, they will take these anointing oils to sprinkle them onto their bodies.
这个就是象征圣灵了哈。
So this is to represent the Holy Spirit.
所以这样子呢，又有血，又有圣灵在他们上嘛，大概就是说，他们一方面 成圣了啊，他们和他们的身衣服，就是他们的外表，就一同成圣了，而且里面外面不但洁净，还要跟着圣灵行动啊，就是有膏油嘛。
And so now with the blood and the and the oil, so now is to represent that they have been sanctified, and then to also to do according to God's will.
所以这个承接圣职的主要是两方面的。
And so this consecration of a priest mostly revolves two things.
借着赎罪的血呢，把我们带到神的面前。
And through the guilt offering of blood, it brought us to before God.
也借着象征圣灵的油呢，不但自己有圣灵的恩膏，还要借着神赐的那个能力啊，圣灵啊，帮助人。
And then through the oil, which represent the Holy Spirit, that we to represent that not only we are anointed by they were anointed by the Holy Spirit, but then also through the power of God to help others.
所以大概就是说，我们今天必须在神面前对付老我的一切。
And so I think that means that we must rely on God to deal with our old self.
也必须靠着圣灵全心地跟着主走。
And also to rely upon the Holy Spirit to walk wholeheartedly with God.
这个完了以后，那么摩西就要把这个承接圣职的公绵羊，第二个公绵羊的死尸上取下右腿，还有其他一切的部分，一些部分啊，就准备好的，另外有一个无酵饼的篮子。
And then, so after this, after the second male sheep was slaughtered, then Moses took the right foot from right hoof,
right leg,
from this dead sheep, and also some other parts from the sheep, and then also along with a basket of unleavened bread.
这个篮子里面就要拿一个饼，一个油饼。一个薄饼就有三种饼在里面哈。
And within this basket, Moses took just normal bread and a fried bread and a thin bread.
他们然后就把这个饼就摆在他们的手上，在神前摇一摇，作为摇祭。
And then placed this bread in their hands, and then before God, they waved as a wave offering.
然后呢，摩西再从他们的手上接过来，放在燔祭上。一起烧在坛上了，是献给神馨香的火祭。
And then Moses took this bread back from them, and then placed them on the burnt altar to be burnt as an offering, as a fragrant offering to God.
那这些承接圣职的所献的肉和饼呢，是给亚伦和他儿子们在帐幕里承接圣职，不是有七天不能出去吗？就给他们吃的。
And so these offerings of meat and bread were given to Aaron and his sons to eat while they were within the tent.
那每天有如果吃不完的话呢，就要用火烧掉，因为这个是圣物，不能把它留下来的。
And then every day, if these food were not finished, the remains would be burnt up because these are holy items and that they cannot be left over.
所以我想这是不是说，如果这些真的是真正跟从神的祭司的话呢，神一定会照顾他们所有的需要的。
So I wonder if this is to mean that for those who truly follow and serve for the Lord's purpose, that the Lord will take care of them.
Yeah. 那么如果你去看新约哈，哥林多后书十二章二节。
And if you look at the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2.
保罗呢，他就暗示，因为他讲说他不知道，但是我想是暗示自己曾被提到第三层天上去。
Even though he wasn't really sure, but I think that Paul hinted that he was risen, taken up to the third heaven, third level of heaven.
Yeah. 那我想新约的人呢，那个保罗，我就晓得他一定就是一个君尊的祭司，对不对？
So I think Paul must have been a priest.
Yeah. 那么旧约的祭司在外院圣所至圣所的服事，就清楚画出这个诸天之国有三层天的实际。
And so in the Old Testament, when the priests at the outer court, the holy place and holy of holies, when they serve in these places, they're clear that they're very clear on this king, this the reality of the three levels to the kingdoms of kingdom of heavens.
这件事情我因为很少有人讲天国的事情或者三层天啊什么的，我但是我自己因为我有这个很久以前了，有这个感觉呢，我就去问了一个我们大家都认识的一个很好的一个传道人 ，WCCC 的讲员之一，他给我证实了。
And so because so few people ever talked about the realities or what this three levels of heaven is, so one year I asked this very well-known speaker at the WCCC, and he was able to confirm what I was thinking.
所以今天我们做基督徒的哈，在主之搭的真帐幕里哈，我们一定要长大的。
So today, as Christians, within the true tent that was built by God, we must mature and grow up.
我们的老我必须死，而且要天天背十字架跟随主走。
Our old self must die, and also every day we need to carry our own cross to and follow the Lord.
我们从外院开始，要慢慢长长长，长到有圣所的生命，然后再长到至圣所的生命。
And so starting from the outer court, we must grow our lives to maturity to have the life of the holy place, and then eventually even grow further and to have the life of the Holy of Holies.
所以在新约时代，我们现在这个时代哈，我们里面的人就应该一直住在天国，就是住在诸天之国里。
And so in this New Testament time, we must live inside of us. Inside of us, we must live in the kingdom of heavens.
我感谢主，因为让我们住在天国里，诸天之国里。
And I want to thank the Lord for allowing us to live in the kingdom of heavens.
好，那我们下次再继续分享。我们做一个祷告。
So we'll continue to share on this next time, and we'll have a word prayer.
我们的天父。
Our Heavenly Father.
孩子真是。慢慢才懂，你这么爱跟我们在一起。
Your children only starting to understand how you love to be with us.
但是我们必须经过许多你的管教，或者说是你的 training.
But we must go through many trainings and disciplines by you.
让我们的生命一天一天长大。
So that our life can mature day by day.
从一层天到二层天到三层天。
From first level of heaven to second and then to the third.
主求你真是帮我们在这个似乎是末世的时候让我们快快的长大。
And we truly pray to you that it will allow us to grow up soon and fast in this what seems like an end times.
让我们来准备好迎接主耶稣第二次的来临。
So that we can prepare ourselves to for our Lord Jesus' second coming.
你不但帮助我们的全家。
Not only do you help our entire family,
也帮助我们全教会,
also help an entire church,
也帮助全世界凡是属你的人,
and also help every single one who belongs to you in this world.
让我们在不好的环境里面，有问题的环境里面，能够长到你的面前。
And so that in these troubling times, in this troubling world, that we can find our ways to you.
让我们进入你的同在之中。
So that we can enter into your presence.
感谢主，赞美神。
We thank you, Lord. We praise God.
In Jesus' name, 奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.